Now, with Linux becoming so viable for small businesses, corporations, and individuals alike, how do you think the legal battles of SCO stand to disrupt this growing trend that some say could change the world?
I'm not sure.
Don't avoid the question. Either yes or no.
I don't know.
Why not?
I am a node of silver, born of flesh and blood, but enhanced by the power of its web. I have no use for pain or fear. My scripts are a focus of my will. My strength is my knowledge. My weapons are my skills. Information is the blood of my body. I am part of the greater network. I am host to the vast data of server. My flesh is weak, but my connection is eternal, and therefore I am a god.
Uberlito number 13. Date is July 25th of 2004. This is, of course, Kizzle. I heard that I was mentioned at HOPE, the Hackzoring conference in New York. Someone could tell me how I was mentioned. I guess I was in Slip Mode's talk or something. I wasn't able to attend the HOPE conference, so somebody tell me how I was mentioned. That'd be cool. That show is late as always. I'm recording this on 2:35 on a Sunday morning. Just some nights, like on the Friday that it was supposed to come out, I tried doing the show and it sucked. So I'd rather be late than put out a sucky show. Okay, lottery tickets suck. I spent like a whole $5 on buying the instant win scratch ticket things and didn't win anything. Then I go back to the store and I buy a couple more and I'm like, you know, if I don't win anything this time, this is the last time I'm buying lottery tickets. And of course, I win $1. $1. So now I have to keep buying them. It's kind of stupid. Damn the man. Damn the damned man. Damn. Found a neat little trick on Amazon. Amazon.com. Where, because they have a thing where you find a book and you can read 3 or 4 pages in the book, see if you like it. But it's not really that useful. So what? You get to see the first 4 pages of a book. And most books I read are nonfiction or some computer thing, so 4 pages really doesn't do much justice to it. Well, they realized this, and a while ago, probably a couple months ago, I believe it was, they put a search function in. So, if you're wondering if this book covers a certain topic, you punch it in, and it shows you what pages appear, and you can look at it. And you can get a pretty decent image of, it's not PDF, but it's just probably a JPEG image of the page, and you can zoom in and it looks really decent. But who wants to search for a book? I mean, through a book, that's not a lot of times you're going to have to search for a certain term. So what I figured out, it's pretty obvious. It's not, I doubt I'm the first person to figure this out, but you know, hey, if it works out for you, basically all I have to do is find a book you want to read. I'm reading a book right now on attention deficit disorder. But I didn't have much money at the time before I ordered it, so I'm sitting there, and I figured out that most books at the top of the page, it'll have the title of the book, usually in the left top corner, and then on the right page, right top, it says the chapter name, or section name. Well, think about it. The name of the book is on every single page in the book. Okay, every other page in the book. All you do, search for that. The book I was reading was called Driven to Distraction. So I punched in Driven to Distraction in the search thing for the book. And it pops up every other page in the book. So you're thinking, okay, every other page, that's pretty lame. It's not really useful. But actually, when you go to a search, you click on a search result, you can actually go back and you can go back a couple pages and forward about three or four pages. So that the fact that it only shows you every other page because the title is only on every other page, that's irrelevant because you can search back and forth. So you can look at every single page of the book for free, almost. The one restriction they did put in that it only lets you read about, I saw about 45 pages, 45 to 50 on the book I was reading. So, hey, 45 pages of a book, a lot better compared to 3 or 4. It gives you a lot better idea of if the book is something you want to read. Oh, and on that ADD book, I'm reading through it and I'm like a perfect example of everything in that book. I mean, it's pretty brutal. So if you ever wonder why I just forget to do things regarding the show, and hey, maybe I have ADD. Oh, I released the Uber Lido soundtrack last episode. I haven't really gotten much feedback from it. Send me an email, see how you liked it. It's right on the page to download above all the episodes. It's a little CD-looking icon that says, "Download me! I'm lots of good music. I'm all nice and fun and stuff." In case you don't know, it's Uber Lido soundtracks. It's just the songs I've played in episodes 1 through 12. It's really neato. I would like to give some props to my... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to do props at the end. I'm all wild and crazy. I'm uncontrollable. My web host. Yes, my web host for uberlito.com. As you may know, uberlito.com I just registered a little bit ago. But I couldn't point it towards my current web host because it would cost way too much money to host two domains off it. So I went the route of a 99-cent web host, if you can believe it. For 99 cents, I get 100 megs of storage, 500 megs of transfer, and all the other goodies such as PHP and a nice control panel, FTP, anything you expect from any bigger web host. Only a little bit more scaled down, but definitely usable. So it's working out great. Actually, I ran into a problem that I think is on my end. I haven't got any other reports of this problem, so I think it's only on my end. But when I click a link to uberlito.com, I'd say about 10% of the time I click a link to the site, I get a page not found error, or could not connect to host. And I emailed the guy, and I was a little bit more rude than I should have been, but I've been dicked around with web hosting before. So I'm a little hostile, but you know, I said, hey, it's doing this problem, I hope you can fix it. Wouldn't want to cancel. And the guy emails me back, and he's really nice, and just says that he tested out a bunch of shit. You can tell it's from probably the guy that runs the place. It's just out of somebody's a basement type thing, so it's kind of nice to have that sort of support. But the guy said, hey, I looked into a bunch of stuff, and I didn't see anything wrong. So it leads me to believe that probably on my end. But what was actually cool is that the guy mentioned that he had gone through my website before, Uber Lido, and I kind of implied that he listened to the episodes, because there's not a whole lot to look on the website, I guess. But he looked through it, and he actually answered a question from my first news post. If you look on the page, I posted about I had a problem with tables and not being able to get them to look right? Well, he goes and he answers that question too. So not only does he answer my support question, he just goes in through my site and just answers a random question I had there from a couple months ago. I mean, that's some good support right there. The web host I'm using is 99centwebhost.com. So far, I highly recommend them. If most people can't afford even maybe $7 a month, but dude, $1 a month, you pay $12 for a year. That's not bad for your average. Just here's my homepage where I put my elite hacksawing stuff on here. It's far, far more than most people need. 100 megs of space, 500 megs of storage. Sorry, 100 megs of space, 500 megs of transfer. That's more than most people need, unless you're hosting MP3 files like myself. But bad encounter I had with 99Cent Web Hosting is Firestorm Hosting. Wow, I don't even know why I even gave a cent to these people at all. Or guy, I would say. Not you're paying 99 cents for a web post and expect a huge staff. They're probably all just run by one guy. Or, sorry, each one is run by an individual person just trying to make some money. But, this website, go check out the website. Kind of go through the motions of setting up an account. This Holter site just screams default. There's so many different scripts and kind of like software packages, I guess, that he's just kind of fucking put together. And everything looks different. When you go to sign up for web hosting, actually on the top, here, let me pull this site up so I can remember what it says. Okay, on the top of the, when you're signing up for this, it says, customize your header file in HTML or PHP. You control every color in the order wizard. And at the bottom, it says, customize your footer file in HTML or PHP. And then you go to sign up for some service. It doesn't even tell you the difference between your different options. It gives you three letter things to choose from. Not even saying, oh, this is the first level of hosting service. This is the second level. No, it just gives you three random letters and three different choices. And you have to go back on the page and find which is which and match up. Very unintuitive. Well, then, once you've actually gone through the horror of signing up for this service, you look at your control panel, completely different. Every part of this page just looks stitched together. Well, the next day of having this service, I just went from my domain name, my uberluda.com, to DNS stuff to update and point towards this website. Just kind of waiting. Oh, wait, no, it didn't work. That's right, never mind. I tried to, but... Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Point is, I get an email the next day from this guy. That says, Kizzle, we are not going to create an account for you. Reasons? The domain name you listed for the main domain is invalid. Dude, I just registered the fucking thing. And your email address is going back to a site that has to do with hacking and freaking. We will refund your money as soon as possible. Thanks, Jim. Well, fuck you. I run hackermedia.net. My email address is something at hackermedia.net. If you even look at the page, there's not one iota of illegal material on that site. Nothing. And no real bad hacker thoughts. It's just some radio shows. And the guy obviously doesn't know what even hacker means. I hate the fucking people like this guy. But this guy just went overboard and denied me service. Because my email address said the word hacker in it. My site had... It was a radio show that had nothing really to do with hacking. That I was providing hosting for. So mainly on email address, I'm denied. Well, fuck you. Firestorm Hosting. It's firestormhost.com. Don't go with these people. They have a 99-cent plan. It's far and superior to the one to the hosting I'm going with, which is 99-cent web host. And a final thing I would like to get off my chest is that I haven't got any hate mail. I do a lot of ranting, and I'm sure I've made at least one person mad. I mean, come on, where's my hate mail? I get a decent amount of, you know, fan mail. Just people saying, you know, I get a few emails here and there. People saying my show's good. That's cool. Where's the hate mail? Come on, somebody out there has to hate the show. So, to remedy this situation, I would like to just say that Linux sucks. Linux is for noobs. Linux is for cheap asses that want insuperior software that's insecure and buggy. Look at all the root exploits that come out every day. See, Linux sucks. The cost of ownership is so much more compared to Windows. Windows, you get updates on time. As soon as bugs come out, you get fixes. You are purchasing software from a company that loves you and wants to take care of you. They care about you. Linux isn't even owned by anybody. It's just by some evil hackers that just are going to screw you over once you get dependent on it. Dude, you got to go with Microsoft and Windows. That's all there is to it. Linux is for noobs. Oh, and not only is Linux for noobs, Linux is for people that want to steal other people's intellectual property. Yeah, yeah. SCO. Yeah, poor SCO. You damn Linux users. SCO is going without right now. They're probably going to go out of business because we're stealing their intellectual property. They made the Linux kernel. They made it. They made half the other stuff on Linux. It's all theirs. They made it all. God, you people just have no morals. It's a group mod mentality. We all think we're cool, we're just gonna stick together, when in reality, we're screwing over the little guy. Poor SCO. Oh, and MPAA and RAA? They're getting ripped off as well, you guys. These guys aren't making very much money. After paying the artists lots of money, just so the artists will stick with them and trying their best not to encroach on the little guy. These corporations are doing their best not to fuck us over. And what do? We go and we just download their stuff without even caring. We stop. Nobody buys CDs anymore. Nobody buys DVDs anymore. There's nobody in the theaters. There's just... It's a barren wasteland. They're going to stop producing music. And they're going to stop making movies. No, there's no bands anymore that want to make music anymore because they're not getting any money because we just steal from them. That's not right. Oh, and hackers? Hackers are evil. Hackers fucking suck. They break into stuff and they steal personal information. They break stuff for no reason. They're just assholes. Oh, and I'd also, if anybody would... tell me, how do I hack Hotmail? I really want to read my friend's email. If somebody could tell me how to hack Hotmail, that would be awesome. Oh, and spelling? I'd also like to say that spelling in forums, I would like to encourage everybody in forums to spell nothing right. Uppercase letters shouldn't even exist. They're a plague to the English language. Everybody should say everything in lowercase letters, such as the letter I, when you're talking about yourself. Dude, lowercase I's far, far superior to anything else. And you need to use as few letters as possible. Even throw some numbers in there as well. But see, the point is make your post as totally unreadable as physically, humanly, spiritually possible. Because see, what happens is when you're on a forum for the first time, you can post a question a really idiotic question, and people will post back because they say, wow, I can hardly read that post. I want to reply to this. I want to help this person out. Yeah. My email address is kizzle@hackermedia.net. You, noobs, and I hate your mom. Yeah. That's the episode. Yeah, the music is, there is no music. Haha! It actually is the server prayer from Tales from the Afternow. Tales from the Afternow is by Sean Kennedy. It's a spoken word kind of story type thing, you know, back in the days before they played a lot of music on the radio and they had no TV and they had talk radio shows. This is kind of a throwback to that. And it's really, really cool. It's theafternow.com. It's a post-apocalyptic, everybody's dying, really, really grim, almost science fiction, I guess. It's more cyberpunk and post-apocalyptic type story. Really cool stuff. And this is from that. This is the server monk prayer. And, or it's their mantra, or whatever you want to call it. And you gotta hear the thing on the server monks. Maybe I might put, I always say I'm going to put stuff in the show notes. I usually stop, you know, I always forget to do show notes. But maybe I'll go through the Tales from the Afternow episodes and find the episode where he explains the server monks. Because what they are is they're awesome. I want to be one when if they ever come into being. Basically what it is that in his show takes place in the future. And the internet is, you can go on it with like a virtual reality type thing. You can get a jack in your skull that you plug a metal thingamabobber into your skull, and you can surf on the internet in virtual like reality, like in all the cyberpunk books and all that. And, you know, a lot of people do it. It's fun. Well, they just get it on the top of their head where you can't really see the hole. Server monks worship technology. They worship the internet. So they just get it right in the middle of their forehead. They have a jack right in the middle of their forehead. And they believe in the internet as a religion. They are nodes of servers. Servers kind of like almost a god to them. So the thing you're hearing at the beginning and the closing of the episode is from Server Monks. And it's really neato stuff. Highly, highly recommend Tales from the Afternow. Some of the episodes kind of drag on if you're not really into the talk show, his kind of the format of the show. So there are some episodes, mainly the first ones, that may bore you because he does a lot of explaining. That's kind of his downfall in the show, is he spends too much time trying to explain his world without the support of a story while he's doing. He has some story. Don't get me wrong. But he's just, his story is basically what his current situation is in there. But some of the episodes where he actually tells a story throughout the whole entire episode, he is an amazing storyteller. Go listen to the last episode of season 2. It's about Vietnam, but this is way in the future. So it's a military, of course, military-themed episode. Oh, it's so good. So well done. And there's an episode that kind of feels kind of like a Western almost. I'll put these in the show notes. God, I'm going to have to put so much show notes. But yeah, Tales from Afternow equals awesomeness. Go watch it, or listen. Oh, hope I didn't ramble on too much in this episode. I hope it was enjoyable for you. Ah! Well, goodbye.
I am a node, a server, born of flesh and blood, but enhanced by the power of its whip. I have no use for pain or fear. My scripts are focus of my will. My strength is my knowledge. My weapons are my skills. Information is the blood of my body. I am part of the greater network. I am host of the vast data of Server. My flesh is weak, but my connection is eternal, and therefore I am God.
I don't know, history and English or whatever.
Okay.
You want.
That'd be funny.